It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
And welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast, of course, covering the latest property news every morning on this rather abbreviated short working week. Don't we love that? And you'll hear us on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, as well as Amazon. Yes, Friday, March the 29th, Easter weekend. Nice to have a nice long weekend. And if you are on the roads around the country right now, you might be listening to this podcast in the car, heading off for a long weekend over Easter somewhere. There will be, unfortunately, fatalities this weekend, so drive extremely carefully. Watch out for the crazies that think that they are in an F1 race car, and try to look further down the road. Now, most people only look 25 to 30 feet in front of them. If you've got the ability to look further down the road as much as possible, it does help you in any dangerous situation when a car is coming from the other end. Basically, it gives you more time to react. And as you might be driving, you might be heading into Hervey Bay for the weekend. And Scott Mitchell wants to see you arrive safely in one piece because he might have a property to sell you. And let's go to Scott from Mitchell's Realty in Hervey Bay. And that's what it's all about, arriving in Hervey Bay safely, Scott.
Certainly, mate. And, you know, look, and the weather has been marginal all week, so it's been wet on the road, so extra caution should be taken while you're travelling, particularly on this long weekend when we've got more people on the roads than normal.
Hervey Bay, it is really one of those spots around Queensland, but not only for people just from Queensland. You've got the interstaters that come in for the long weekend. It's traditionally very busy.
Yeah, certainly. It's one of our busiest holiday weekends of the year, Easter in Hervey Bay. Hopefully the weather will give us a bit of a break over the weekend, and everyone coming into the region will enjoy their time here. And we're only a three and a half hour trip north from Brisbane nowadays, and they're improving that Bruce Highway bypass around Gympie. It's hopefully going to open later this year, and each time I've done a trip down to Brisbane, you can sort of see the work that they're building around that area, and that'll knock at least another half an hour off, making Hervey Bay even more accessible and more attractive, I'll say.
Really? Is that how much it's going to knock it off? Half an hour?
Certainly. It is huge. If you haven't checked it out, actually, my photographer, Stuart Riddell, he flies ultralight aircraft, and that's why I use him as my photographer. Actually, he's the only fully licensed drone pilot, commercial drone pilot, in Hervey Bay. So Stuart flies in his ultralight and makes movies all the time. But he did one only just recently where he flew the whole new bypass from one end to the other, and I watched it only recently, and I didn't realise how much work and how many bridges they've built. It's a huge construction effort that has been going on for years, and it looks as though it's on track to open later this year, maybe just around September, they're saying at this stage, and it'll knock half an hour off the trip up here. It's going to be fantastic and makes us more accessible. That's unquestionably going to also drive our property market and make us an even more popular destination than we already are.
Well, I've done that drive, and around Gympie, it was always, well, it is a sort of a notorious stretch of road. And the fact that you can knock 30 minutes off, which is significant, what does that bring the drive time down to? Is that like 2.5 hours?
Yeah, certainly. 2.5 to 3 hours, because at the moment it's comfortably 3.5 to 4, so depending on how you travel. But it bottlenecks always going, look, on the long weekend like this weekend, there'll be a bottleneck going through Gympie unquestionably. And whenever it floods, it's those bridges get cut off through Gympie. So this is going to be an all-weather bypass as well. It's going to remove those flooding events through that part of Gympie. And it'll just make accessibility even better when you're heading north from Brisbane.
Yes. Infrastructure, infrastructure, infrastructure. We talk about it all the time. Follow it, because 9 times out of 10, it is going to increase your ROI on investment properties. Now, as anticipation builds for an anticipated interest rate cut later this year, of course, we've got home buyers, Scott, that are feeling the urgency to act swiftly. swiftly in the property market, with home prices already up 6.2% in the past year, and economists are predicting further growth fueled by expected rate cuts, bolstering confidence and enabling these larger loans. And that is what it's all about. And we're starting to see some of that FOMO, together with all of that, come back into the market.
Yeah, 100%, Craig. That's definitely going to restore more confidence across the entire country, in my opinion. And it's going to drive our prices in real estate up. And we've talked about this in the past, with Hervey Bay being a regional centre and the fastest growing regional centre in Queensland. It's our external markets that do truly drive Hervey Bay's residential market, because the vast majority of our buyers have had to have sold somewhere else. So it's those external, mostly capital city markets that are driving our market. Those sellers are selling with higher demand than us and at a higher value. And those sellers are saying, you know, those areas are becoming quite busy. The prices are much higher than Hervey Bay. So it's allowing them to move north. A lot of them are retiring, semi-retiring into Hervey Bay, and then buying in at a lesser value and then topping up their super funds and putting some money in the bank. And that trend looks to remain solid.
It's a really interesting position that you're in, because it is that whole knock-on effect. So if you've got Brisbane that is not performing, that isn't doing what it's currently doing in terms of the pricing, it has that effect on Hervey Bay. But at the moment, as you say, it's pretty much good times. And I wonder if you can just give us a sense, Scott, in terms of what has been happening in the last 6, 7, 8 weeks around that whole positive sentiment and these buyers coming in from a Brisbane, from a Gold Coast, from a Sydney, or perhaps from a Melbourne.
Yeah, certainly. It is those external markets that unquestionably drive our market. And whenever those markets are on a roll, we see that flow-on effect between 3 and 6 months afterwards. So if those markets are peaking, that flow-on still comes through to us in the next 3 to 6 months, with those settlement periods on those sales always sitting around the 60 days on average to settle. And then those sellers have then moved up here looking to buy again. I did a bit of research recently for another article I was doing. And our buyer demand had been fickle, unquestionably, up until only a couple of weeks back. And so I went and looked on realestate.com.au and also CoreLogic. And pre-Christmas, days on market sitting across Hervey Bay were sort of 60, 70. For the first 3 months of this year, days on market have blown out between 130 and 140. So that just suggests that what we've been experiencing is accurate. There's been less buyers in the market and a lot of stock coming on the market. So days on market have stretched out a bit. But what we've seen in the last 2 weeks is a dramatic step up in buyer inquiry, which has flowed through to more sales. We've been very busy. Only last weekend, we wrote 7 contracts in 3 days. So it's been quite busy. And generally, it is that March, April, May are our 3 strongest sales months of the year in Hervey Bay, busier than the perceived spring selling season, I'll say. So this year's been a little bit later to kick in, probably a little bit to do with the weather as well. And we talked about those severe weather events over the Christmas period impacting our market earlier. So now I think we're going to see this consistent or steady rise in buyer inquiry now going into April, May, and probably June.
Yeah, that's interesting, because if you look at the offshore interest in the Australian real estate market, it is surging at the moment, fueled by factors like a favourable exchange rate. And if that is happening in like a Brisbane, that is good for you. And realestate.com.au, I see, recorded the highest offshore search volumes in 5 years, with a 17% rise in property searches in 2023. So again, it is that trickle-down effect which you are receiving at your end at some stage.
Yeah, 100%. Like we're consistently hearing about the shortages across the country. So this is unlikely to change probably in the next couple of years, I would suggest. You know, we've got another thing we haven't really tapped into is obviously with the Olympics coming to the Sunshine Coast as well, if you look at the infrastructure, when we're driving back and forth between Brisbane and Hervey Bay, you have a look at the infrastructure going in around the Sunshine Coast directly off the Bruce Highway. That Aura Estate is like becoming another city within itself. So that again, it's just going to consistently build our supply, and that flow-on effect is just going to keep heading north to Hervey Bay.
And before I let you go this morning, I want to talk about the mindset and the well-being, particularly for those that are working in the real estate industry. It's always good to get training because it is a high-energy industry, isn't it?
Yeah, look, 100%. We've always invested in training and mentoring with some of our industry's highest performers. Real estate is all consuming. It's not a 5-day a week, a 9-to-5 job. It's at the least, it's a 6-day a week, and often whatever the hours you want to put in will mostly come back to you. So remaining healthy and maintaining a positive energy and mindset is super important. So some would suggest it's almost like being an athlete, and I'd nearly say that is the case. If you look after your health, well-being, diet, and your mindset, you'll just perform at a much higher level, not just in real estate, but in life in general. So we just came back from the Activate conference in Brisbane. We had some of our industry's peak trainers, mentors, salespeople, mindset coaches. And you can probably hear the energy. We're topped up, but some will say that there's a saying around that because it does wear down and you come back pumped from these events. You've got to maintain that mindset. So I probably need to get out for a fish in the next week, I reckon, Craig, and that'll fix the mindset and keep that energy level high.
And yeah, just talking about fishing, before we let you go, fishing around Fraser Coast, always pretty good, isn't it, at this time of the year?
Yeah, 100%. We're coming into one of the best times of the year for weather. So whilst it's been rainy, the wind is finally backing out. The rain will eventually clear. But when they say, you know, you've got a drought on the land, you've got a drought on the sea, and they're right, because we need the rain that flushes out all of our estuary systems, pushes the bait out into the ocean, and that starts that whole life cycle and fish eating other fish. So at the moment on the Fraser Coast and out of Hervey Bay, we're coming into our tuna season. So we, one of our most popular species that come into the bay every year at this time, sort of March, April, peak tuna season. They're long-tailed tuna, and they are a wonderful sport fish. You'll see them busting up on the surface, so it's exciting. You can catch them on a number of different ways, from lures and slugs, soft plastics, and even fly fishing. I particularly like them cut into sort of very thin fish finger-like strips. And we put them in sesame seeds and dip them in soy sauce and flash fry them. Bit of cracked pepper, a bit of lime. Oh, it's not much better than that, Craig.
That's a nice way to sort of leave the podcast, leave me hungry, ready to go and grab something to eat. Well, enjoy your weekend, Scott. It sounds like you're going to be busy, and look forward to chatting with you in a few weeks' time.
Yeah, appreciate it, Craig. Catch up next month.
If you're confused about the property market, don't be. Unlock and educate yourself with the latest trending analysis and interviews.
Loyal customer base often can have a bigger swing towards all of that if it's kept smaller rather than bigger. It sounds like that is what you guys are doing where you are.
Yeah, well and truly, we are a family business. We're all about the people and other families and helping them get into their next home or get into their first home or sell their existing, whatever it is that we can do to help. And the multi-generational side of it, I see a lot of it today where I'll be walking around on a Saturday at an open home and someone will come in and say, "Oh, are you Richard's son?" Yes, that's me. And they said, "Oh, how is Dad?" And I said, "Yeah, he's really good." And they said, "Oh, we bought our house off him in, you know, 1987. So we get a lot of that. And then it might be them coming out to have a look at the property to buy it for their children, because we have a very ingrained culture of around here where a lot of people like to sort of stay in the area once they've been born here. Mum and Dad are still here.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia. The Real Estate Podcast.